Gastineau Channel and Taku Inlet. Gastineau Channel is a flooded glacial valley about 15 miles long, separating the mainland from Douglas Island. Juneau sits about halfway up this valley. A few miles north of downtown Juneau, the channel shallows up into a large, fertile intertidal wetlands complex. South of town, it averages about 90 feet deep and runs about 10 miles to the intersection of Stevens Passage and Taku Inlet. 4 miles south of downtown, Sheep Creek flows into Gastineau Channel. At low tide, a sandy delta fans into the channel. During July, August, and early September, hordes of spawning pink and chum salmon crowd into Sheep Creek, drawing gulls and seals to the area. The bridge at Sheep Creek offers an excellent vantage point to watch the fish build streambed nests called reds, jockey for mates, and lay their eggs. Scores of eagles can be seen resting in nearby trees or feeding on the fish, which die after they spawn. Marbled murrelets and guillemots gather in the saltwater just off the delta. Gastineau Channel is one of the few places where it is possible to see mountain goats from a boat on the water. In spring and throughout the summer, mountain goats may be seen on Mount Juneau and on the long ridge south of Sheep Creek. Early settlers, mistaking goats for sheep, misnamed this creek. Scan the slopes with binoculars, looking for a scattering of white spots. Closer scrutiny may reveal flocks of goats, their shaggy coats a more yellowish off-white than the lingering snow patches in the area. In June and July, it's even possible to distinguish the smaller kids from the nannies and billies. Harbor seals are found in Gastineau Channel year-round, but are particularly abundant when the salmon are running. Humpback whales are occasionally seen in the channel in summer. At the south end of Douglas Island, Gastineau Channel opens into a broad expanse of water, the confluence of Stevens Passage and Taku Inlet. Taku Inlet is a deep, glacially carved fjord about 20 miles long. The white flank of the Taku Glacier can be glimpsed at the head of the inlet, where the Taku River meets the sea. This is one of the few glaciers in southeast Alaska that is actively advancing. The Taku River flows 55 miles and drains the interior plateaus of British Columbia. It serves as a major migration corridor for wildlife between the coast and the interior. The Taku River supports large runs of Chinook and other salmon species. Throughout much of the summer, commercial fishing boats and recreational anglers can be found plying the waters of the inlet. The Taku experiences a remarkable annual summer flood that doubles or triples the flow of the river in just 2 or 3 days. About 35 miles up the river, the Tulsaqua River, a major tributary to the Taku, is blocked by a branch of the Tulsaqua Glacier. A lake forms annually behind this ice dam, and in summer, the lake fills with meltwater and rainwater. As the lake level rises, it gradually lifts the ice dam, and water begins flowing through a subglacial tunnel with increasing volume. At a certain critical point, usually in late July or early August, the dam gives way and a tremendous surge of water is released. Geologists call this type of surge a jökulhlaup, from the Icelandic word. Dead trees and rafts of floating debris are washed down the inlet and into Stevens Passage following these events, creating navigation hazards for small boats and floating perches for opportunistic eagles and gulls.